This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. And remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. And also, I didn't get to all the names on Memorial Day. If you missed it, we did a live show here on Memorial Day, all 3 hours to honor the fallen. A very different show than we normally do. Tried to read as many names as we got emailed in. Someone wrote in this one: if you can please remember my uncle I never met, Private First Class William T. Finley. Uncle Billy was a great baseball player at the fabled North Catholic High School in Philadelphia. Was killed in action in Vietnam after being drafted in 1970. He was 19 years old. He said, God bless you. Oh, man. All right. Now, before I get to why somebody... We got fresh hate mail, Chris. It's pretty exciting stuff. Fresh hate mail, and this is going to be awesome. I don't know why I enjoy that stuff, but I do. Let's get to this. I was talking about how environmental justice and how the poor people have always had it worse when it comes to any given city. And of course, I just accidentally mentioned that I'd been to Europe, Chris. All right. We did one trip in Europe. You wouldn't understand because to get to Europe, you actually have to leave the state of Texas, Chris, and you'll find that difficult. There are things outside of Texas, Chris. You know what's outside of Texas? Decent weather. That's what's outside of Texas. Besides that, never mind. Chris asked me about the food, and I don't know why he thinks I would place some sort of priority on the food, but of course I have thoughts on the food. It sucked. Now, to be clear, I have a couple huge disclaimers on that. I went to Austria. And I went to the Czech Republic. I am a huge spicy food guy. Look, I've spent enough time in Arizona. I now live in Texas. I like jalapenos and just spice. Give me some peppers and give me some spice in there, baby. I want to feel it. There's not much spice over there. And not much spice at all. Everyone's white. You can't have much spice with a bunch of white people. But the spice was lacking. In general, it just was bland, but this is a big but. If you get to some things like pastries or things like that, I would probably say theirs are maybe better, and that's because they don't have gigantic food processing companies like we do here in America that add a bunch of... Look, I don't want to sound like one of these health food freaks, but we do have a bunch of companies here in America that add a bunch of not good things to our food, and they don't have those. It's more kind of farm fresh stuff over there. So if you get fresh things, if you're talking, you know, an apple, probably going to be better there than it is here. One of the things the wife found very frustrating about being there is because of that freshness situation, those people make amazing pizza. Chris, shut up. The pizza is phenomenal because think about it. You're not dealing with a gigantic semi that drops off 10 tons of tomato or tomato sauce, marinara sauce for there. That sauce is probably fairly fresh. The stuff they made the dough with is fairly fresh. I'm telling you, some of the best pizzas ever. What, Chris? Can they make a good taco pizza? No, okay, they can't make a taco pizza. You're asking these, they're European, Chris, okay? They can't do anything but drink with their pinky out, all right? They can't do this. Hate mail, we have fresh hate mail. I was talking about taking my son's dove hunting. We'll get to this Black Lives Matter stuff. This is great. Doves are a symbol of peace. How interesting, you enjoy killing them, and also that you have taught your sons to kill them. You are so right when you say you're a horrible person. What, did you think I was killing? I mean, yes, they are a symbol of peace. They're a delicious symbol of peace. Dear Jesse, again, I would like to say thank you for what you did on Memorial Day. It has influenced me more as a patriot to go into the ROTC and go into the Army because I don't care that I get bullied for being the American boy because I love Jesus in my country. What, Chris? At least we believe in God. He's actually signed it that way. You go do your thing, my brother. Serve your country. If you're feeling a bit down on yourself, remember it took 20 years, trillions of dollars, and four presidents to replace the Taliban with the Taliban. Ouch, that stings. I feel it's important to mention the AR-15s are classified into two categories. No, it's not important. And it's not that I disregard your email completely. Why would we be talking about AR-15s and what category they're in and what they're not in? And is it a military weapon? Is it not a military weapon? Why are you determining the subject? Just because there's a mass shooting doesn't mean I now have to justify my ownership of an AR-15 with you. I own an AR-15 in case a lot of people are trying to kill me. It'll allow me to kill them. That's why I own an AR-15. Oh, but the rounds are deadly. They tear people up. Yes, if they weren't, I would sell it and buy myself a different weapon that gave me deadly rounds that kill people. The Second Amendment, for the millionth time, is not about hunting. It was not even about self-protection. The Second Amendment was about fighting the government if you had to, if the government became despotic. That's George Washington's own words. I guess he probably knew something about the founding of the country. All right, before I get to this, let's get to this here. Boston University. Now, pause. Before I say what Boston University did. Remember like 15 minutes ago when I was just talking about how there aren't different branches of American liberalism or Democrats or whatnot, how it's all just communism. You remember when I said that? You do remember that, right? It's funny. I swear I didn't plan this. Boston University video, it called something racist. And this is a big Black Lives Matter thing, right? And guess what it called racist? Property ownership. What a shock. Isn't it funny that all the solutions to all the different problems of all the various groups, you know, the climate change nutters and the feminists and the LGBTQ Air Force and the civil rights and the... Isn't it funny? All the solutions to these problems all end up sounding a lot like communism. That is odd, isn't it? It is odd that none of them seem to ever fight with each other. Why doesn't Black Lives Matter fight with Antifa? Why don't the climate changers fight with the feminists? Why don't the Black Lives Matter people fight with the climate changers? None of them seem to fight with each other, and all their solutions sound amazingly like communism. The destruction of private property, which is the most basic tenet of communism out there. Look, the truth is, as soon as you see through the game, as we obviously have, well, it's obvious what they're doing. Here's New York Governor Kathy Hochul.
Governor Hochul calling on the state legislature to pass a law raising the legal age to purchase AR-15s from 18 to 21.
Kathy Hochul says people under the age of 21 should not be able to buy an AR-15.
People under the age of 21 volunteer to fight and go die for this country. I mean, the guy just brought up Afghanistan. I brought up our Memorial Day show we did on Monday. You want to know what hits you? And it hit me for sure. It hit me again on Monday. It hit me hard. I've known this before and it's done it before, but it hit me hard on Monday. I had this long list. Chris and the fellas had prepped for me this list of all the names you'd emailed in, and I was trying to get to all of them. And people would list a bunch of information on their rank and whatnot. Their ages were almost all on there. Chris, how old were all those guys? And they were young. They were kids. 18, 19, 20, 18, 19, 20, 18, 19, 20, over and over and over and over and over again. They were all kids. 18, 19, 20-year-olds go fight and die for their country. Just because some wingnut in Uvalde, Texas is 18 and happens to do something horrible with a weapon, that don't mean you're taking the weapon out of my 18-year-old son's hands. What if I need him in a fight that's coming for the future? Hey, Jesse, after 9/11, I don't recall Democrats calling for banning planes or background checks. Okay, we've used this before, and it's not a bad argument, but listen. It's just like Kathy Hochul with the raising the age limit to 21. What are they doing? Why are they doing it? It has nothing to do with guns. It has nothing to do with stopping mass shootings or stopping crime. The communists don't want your guns to stop mass shootings. The communists want your guns so they have the freedom to hurt you if you don't comply. We try to make it more complicated than that because that's such an ugly thing to acknowledge, right? Oh, man, no way. They really want to hurt us? No, they really do. They really want the freedom to hurt you. Do you remember? Do you remember what happened? Maybe you've forgotten. Do you remember what happened in Missouri during coronavirus? I think maybe you've forgotten. I know it didn't get a lot of national news. Buckle up for this. And I'm actually going to take phone calls for the last hour. 877-377-4373. 877-377-4373. Give that just 1 second. And corporations. Not all of them are against you. MyPillow has been on the front lines of all these cultural battles when it was costly to do so. Mike Lindell sells the best sheets, best pillows, mattress toppers, slippers, which are for sale right now. I'll get to that in a minute. So where would you want to sell those things? Well, in the big box bedding stores, right? Mike Lindell got himself kicked out of those bedding stores and still didn't change a single opinion when it came to election integrity, when it came to culture war stuff. Maybe fighting this culture war involves more than just not spending your money with this gutter trash company or that gutter trash company. Maybe it involves supporting the ones who actually do what's right. You in the market for slippers? Is your wife? You got Christmas gifts still to buy? I know it's a ways away. My slippers are $90 off. 90. You have to go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Jesse and they're $90 off. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and yes, I actually am going to take calls tonight, 877-377-4373, but I want to make sure everyone understands this, and I'm going to bring this up a lot in the future, so just this is something you're going to have to get used to when it comes to guns. I think it's time for you to have an honest conversation with yourself about who your neighbors are and what they believe and who they would side with if it came to something like gun confiscation. How many people out there right now believe guns are the problem? Well, allow me to refer you back to something that actually happened. I don't have to do hypotheticals. I have an actual example. St. Louis County, they decided they would open up a tip line where people could call in with tips for the authorities. Now, who were these dirty criminals that were being reported on? Who are these deadly, violent criminals? Well, you see, the government, in all of its wisdom, it decided during COVID that some businesses were essential and that other businesses, maybe one of those was yours, maybe it's where you worked, they decided you weren't essential at all. But people have to make ends meet. They have to feed their kids, pay bills. They have to make a living. So some businesses kept on working, tried to stay open, tried to earn a living. The St. Louis County tip line to report these dirty criminals was flooded with people. And we know now because eventually somebody released all the names and contact information of the people, which is glorious, as you should. You should absolutely release the names and contact information of any communist who reports you to the government. But what we found out was it was neighbors. It was employees. It was family members of employees. It was all the people around you. I don't mean it was some dirty communist activist group who just drove in from Washington, D.C. and they found a non-essential business. Your neighbor right across the street picked up the tip line and called you into the government. Now let's make this about guns. How many of your neighbors do you trust? You know we talk a lot of history, right? And I'll get to the phone calls in a second. We talk a lot of history. One of the most disheartening things I've ever found about all my reading on communists and communism and places everywhere from the Soviet Union to East Germany to China or whatnot, one of the most disheartening things is how complicit the general population was in helping the communists do what they did. They were more than happy to turn in, I mean, forget neighbors, family members. Husbands turned in wives. Wives turned in husbands. Kids turned in their own parents. That's what these people do. They rip families apart. They rip societies apart. They turn your neighbors, your friends, your family against you. don't ever give up your guns. Go buy more and practice with them. All right. Now, hold on. Before I go to this, I think I need to clarify something. I realize we have a bunch of new listeners. This is not your father's radio show. This is not like any other radio show when it comes to calls. I don't take many. It's actually rare. When I do, no one in the country wants to hear us small talk. Hi, how you doing? Hey, love the show. And I'm going to say, hey, thanks for the show. Thanks for calling in, Bill. It's never going to happen. When I say your name and city, get right to the point. And you're allowed to disagree with me. You're allowed to insult me. Remember, I'm not sensitive. I don't care. However, if you don't get to the point, that's what gets you the hook. Disagreeing with me about something doesn't get you the hook. Being boring does. What, Chris? Oh, yes. Another thing. Just quick disclaimer. No swearing. This is, yes, they podcast the show after the show on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. So it's all podcasted. But this is right now a terrestrial radio show on like 200 some channels. Meaning I'm not even allowed to curse on the air. I'm not allowed to broadcast it. It's on a delay. They won't ever hear your voice. Chris will drop the call. And even if I could, even if iHeart kicks me off and just makes me go podcast or something one day, I still wouldn't do it because kids listen to the show. No cussing. Kids are listening, okay? Sean in San Diego. Go, boss.
Hey, this is Sean from San Diego. Listen, I listen to your show. I'm kind of new listening to it, but straight to the point, brother, because I know that's what you like. I am not either Democrat or Republican. I tend to vote Democrat because they have more of the guidelines that I like, all right? But, you know, it means I'm open to a lot of communication. So let me talk about guns. This is really the point I want to get to. I mean, I'm not for taking away people's guns, doing restrictions, or things like of that nature, but these AR-15s, would you be open to the idea of not taking them away, not stopping 18-year-olds from getting them, but going through an extra permit to have that weapon? I mean,
Hold on a second, Sean. Stay with me, because I see where you're going, and I appreciate the way you framed it. Listen, though. Who runs the program? It always comes down to a human being is my problem with that. Because that in and of itself, like in a vacuum, that doesn't sound like the end of the world. I wouldn't sign on for it because I don't do gun control. But if I was to sign on for that, who signs on? Who runs that program? Is it some guy at the ATF who hates guns? Is it the new transgender head of HHS? Is it somebody who hates my guts? That's my problem, Sean, is anytime you say, I want someone to review it, well, someone's going to review it, and what if that someone hates my guts? Does that make sense, boss?
It does make sense, man, and this is really the heart of what I wanted to get to, brother, is because I listen to you, man. Some of the things I don't agree with, some things I do. But wouldn't it be more pertinent to have somebody in office who's running things from a real, a real moderate standpoint, not extreme to one way, to the left, or extreme to the right? I mean, somebody that we can have. That's why I voted for Biden, and I regret my decision. I do. I really regret my decision.
I appreciate that, and I got to cut you off because we're up against a commercial break, and it's going a little long. I've got to cut you off here. Look, that is what a lot of people want, especially people who aren't sure of what they believe or independent or I voted for this. Can't we just have a moderate out there? What you really want isn't a moderate. What you want is things to calm down and quiet down. That's really what people want when they say, I want a moderate. I want things to calm down. I want things to quiet down. I want quiet. I don't like all the fighting. I don't like the name calling. I don't like the you're this and you're that and they're calling us Nazis and I'm calling them communists and we want things to calm down. You think what you want is a moderate, but what you want is quiet. I understand why you say that. I'm going to explain to you why that's wrong. Hang on. It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Remember, you can email your love, your hate, your death threats, your Ask Dr. Jesse questions. All are welcome to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. I'll get back to your calls in a minute. 877-377-4373. We had one, and I've had this before by email. People of all sides, I just want a moderate. I want a moderate. I want someone who can speak to both sides. What you want is quiet. You don't want all this bickering, all the fighting, all this and that. And I understand that. Who doesn't want to live a life of peace? If I was to tell you, you can have two different things. You and your family can have a quiet life, a peaceful life, good job, decent car, church on Sunday, never worry about politics, you know, barbecues, baseball, the work, whatever you want. Or you can choose to go down this path, and this path has fight after fight after fight after fight. Every day there's a new scandal, a new argument. You're taking on the hordes. They're calling you names. How many people would actually choose the fighting path? Like, nobody. Everybody wants things to quiet down and calm down. The real question is, what do you believe it will take to have that? We are at least two different countries now. It was not always the case. That's where we are. We're at least two different countries. I have used this really ham-fisted, stupid example before, but I like it, so I'm staying with it. We are the couple where the guy wants to move to the burbs and have a white picket fence and kids and go to church on Sunday, and the wife wants to tour Europe with a rock band and do black tar heroin. There's no common ground. We're not supposed to be together. And if we stay together, and right now we are together, right? We're living in the same house. If we stay together, we're going to fight a lot. How often would that couple fight? Honey, I don't know. I think we should stay in tonight and watch Matlock. What, are you kidding me? I just scored some cocaine. I'm going out. That couple's going to fight a lot. We're fighting a lot. We will not see peace until someone wins. And you better hope it's the right that wins. Wherever you stand, if these people win, remember, the communist calls for endless revolution. Lenin wrote about it. If you don't believe me, go read what they write. The revolution never stops. They always have to gin up misery and outrage and bitterness because it's the only way they stay in power. There is never any peace that route. The only peace you can have, it is not found if a moderate who gets along with everyone gets elected. That's not believable. The only peace you can have is with victory for us. And that's what we've gotten so wrong for so long. I didn't mean to actually make that rhyme. And now that I did, I just have to say
Buenas tardes.
Buenas tardes to me, which means congratulations in Mexican. Anyway, we have to win. We've told ourselves for so long that if we just give them this, just give them a little more of this, just a little more, just give a little ground here, let's compromise. They're doing it right now in the Senate. Well, maybe we can find common ground on gun control. These people don't believe in common ground. These people, to their credit, believe in victory. That's what they believe in. We should do the same. Seth in St. Louis, go.
Jesse, you like nice things. You work hard. You're successful with your syndication. You like German engineering. That means you bought a Mercedes.
Oh, man. What's that, Michael? Oh, he's trying to guess my car. For those who don't know, it came out on the air that I finally got rid of my lemon pickup truck and I bought a midlife crisis car. Seth has been calling in relentlessly trying to guess. I'm not going to say you're correct, Seth. But I'm going to say right now, you're not that wrong. You're not that wrong. That's amazing. We have some really smart people, which is amazing because I'm stupid. Betty Lou in San Diego, go.
Hello. I am terribly concerned about how overconfident we are about being successful in November. I think that they should have cheated. If they could cheat us out of the best president we've had in years, I'm sure they can teach us ours from congressmen too. And now I think what we have to do is everyone has to vote. Everyone on our side has to vote, not just stay back and say, oh, well, it'll happen. And I think that it's very important that we volunteer to be poll watchers if we could be the people sitting behind us.
Yeah, no, she's right. Johnny in New Jersey, go.
Yes, for Memorial Day, I would like to mention two service members. First, from World War II, is a 4F cook by the name of Vito Bertoldo, who was in a rear guard action in Speer, Germany. And on his lonesome, he held back an SS company with armor. Also, a Marine from the Korean War by the name of Joseph Vettori, also in a rear guard action, who manned four machine gun pits and then was finally taken out by a lone shot. But he held up the enemy long enough for his men to get away. And you know, a rear guard action is basically like, okay, listen, we're retreating. You're going to stay here and die. So God bless both of them and their memorial citations.
Amen. Amen. That kind of stuff is always welcome here. John in Washington, go.
Yeah, John, Airway Heights, Washington. Two things your screener said last first. There's more patriots than there is the evil people running the country right now. In one day, we could turn this country around and drop gas prices on a dime by a national flash mob assassination.
Yeah, no, hold on. No, don't kill anybody. Don't hurt anybody. Don't break any laws. No, no laws broken. All right, no laws broken. Gosh, this is wild. Leonardo in New Jersey, go.
Jesse, my idea of environmental justice is you and Luke and James clearing the skies of Texas by shotgunning those communist doves. Nothing like...
That's so true. Remember last year when I went dove hunting? And we did this big thing on the air about how we were protecting America from the tubs. Gosh, this show's so stupid. I can't believe how many people like it. Gosh, it's fun. Joaquin in Pennsylvania, go.
Listen, I'd love to call you an idiot, but I want to commend you this time. There'll be another call. I mean, one thing that's good is that you're on the globalist agenda. It's actually, you know, one world globalist communist agenda that's going on. And these guys here, the Democrats, they're just puppets and some of the Republicans. But they've set up a real checkmate because Biden was going to sign that treaty with the WHO about the when there's a pandemic that they take over our sovereignty. Well, Canada right now is instituting all kinds of gun bans, and they're saying they're having a big problem coming of guns coming from the United States across the border. Well, guess what? A health emergency is going to be. It's going to be the guns, and they're going to try and use the WHO to get the guns.
You know, I would guess, gosh, what is it, 2022? I would guess 4 or 5 years ago, maybe 6 years ago, if I talked to Joaquin and he told me the WHO was going to pull these governments together to come get the guns, I probably would have laughed at him. I might have hung up the phone. I might have said, who is this wing nut? Who is this idiot? And now I hear that phone call and I think, yeah, I could see it. I can absolutely see it. 100%. All right. We actually have something funny because of this trans swimmer. The fellas went and dug up an old episode of something. We have something funny you're going to want to hang on for. Then we have headlines I didn't get to. Then we're going to check out of here and do it again tomorrow. All right. All right. Speaking of guns, guess how much good that gun does you if you can't hit anything? Do you practice? And let me clarify. When I say practice, it has to be more. It has to be more than going to a range in a completely sanitized environment, only shooting with your strong hand at certain distances. Are you putting yourself through drills? Are you doing different things? You know Mantis X will put you through drills, right? They're not interested in target practice. They're interested in making you a better shooter. Go to Mantis X and get one. It attaches to your weapon, whatever your weapon is. You dry fire practice inside your home, or you can use it live fire on the range, but I love using it for dry fire in my home. I can sit in my home in the AC, and I can get better with Mantis X. Go to MantisX.com and get one today. MantisX.com. Don't hope you're ready. Make sure.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're gonna love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and before I get to headlines I didn't get to, remember how I was playing this earlier? Well, in case you missed it, the whole show's on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. And remember, tonight's the first night You can actually watch. What, Chris? I like these. You shouldn't have bought me these. These are now a permanent fixture on the show. I do my own sound effects. Tonight's the first time you can watch me do the show. You have to go to thefirsttv.com/Jesse to do that and sign up. I think it's like $100 for a year or something like that. Anyway, remember I played that little clip earlier of the swimmer. What's this thing calling itself now? Leah Thomas, the one who dominated women's swimming. You remember I played a little bit of this?
Suggest that you're enjoying a competitive advantage. What do you say to that?
There's a lot of factors that go into a race and how well you do. And the biggest...
Look, I'm just glad someone finally has the balls to dominate women's swimming. That's one. Two, South Park apparently did some episode. This is 3 years ago. They did an episode. Obviously, we had to do a bit of editing because it's not a kid's show. But, well, you know what, Chris? Why don't you just go ahead and take it away?
I can't tell you how free I feel now that I've started identifying as a woman. Now that I can compete as female, I'm ready to smash the other girls.
And is it correct you just started identifying as female 2 weeks ago?
I'm not here to talk about my transition. Let me tell you something. I'm gonna roll up the other women here, and I'm gonna smoke them. I am the strongest woman this state has ever seen.
I'll turn it off, Chris. I can't. I mean, look, what can you parody? At this point in time, it's all real. What can you parody? Greetings, Oracle Mini Shed Craftsman. Our associate pastor prayed for our church, our country in church Sunday. He gave thanks for our servicemen who died fighting for the great country. He also used the line, "Freedom isn't free," during the prayer. My dime wife and I had a good chuckle. You ruined what would have been a perfectly good prayer. Says I can use his name. His name is Zeppelin, or his name is August. Hey, look, August, it's not my fault.
You know, freedom is not free.
Not my fault if you can't handle the truth.
And now,
here's a headline.
By go, you know the...
Oh, wait, you know what? You know what? That actually reminds me. If you'd like to be as big as Macho Man Randy Savage, go get some chalk. Remember, I keep telling you about chalk, and I tell you this for a reason. We really are becoming an effeminate nation. There are estrogens in the water, in the plastics, in everything. Testosterone levels being half of what they were 50 years ago is a really, really, really big deal. That's a country-ending deal. No medicine, no chemical filth, natural herbal supplements. Go to CHOQ.com. It's a company of patriots, U.S. manufacturing, and get a male vitality stack. Ladies, you want to feel better too? They have a female vitality stack. Again, not filth, natural supplements. CHOQ.com and the code Jesse gets you 35% off, all right? Chalk.com, promo code Jesse.
And now,
here's a headline.
By the go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Sussman juror, remember that's Clinton lawyer who just got off Sussman. There are bigger things than a possible lie to the FBI. You remember how I've told you time and time again you need to start abstaining from going to places like Washington, D.C. for big protests and things like that? And you remember why I've said that? Because now you're entering the lion's den. You can't get a fair trial in Washington, D.C. now. It's something like 95% Democrat, and I think that might be low. You're not going to get a fair trial there. They are going to ring you up for as much as they can ring you up for, and then you're going to sit in front of a jury that is very much not your peers, and they're going to chuck you in a dark hole for the next 20 years of your life. It is time to start doing it differently and stay out of these blue hell holes. Inflation worries are real. But this isn't the 1970s. That's from June 1st. That's from today? It isn't the 1970s. That's funny because everyone else thinks it's almost as bad as the 1970s. The only thing we don't have yet is gas lines like they had under Carter. New York Times reporter tweets, everyone she knows wishes they could raise their kids outside of America. I brought this up in the first hour. I just wanted to make sure I raise this again. I know this is insensitive. I don't care. I'm an insensitive person. If you're an immigrant to this country, illegally or otherwise, and you don't appreciate this country, pack up your stuff and go back to the dump you came from. BBC changes victim's statement to avoid misgendering her rapist. What's so crazy about the craziness is how institutionalized the craziness has become. At the highest levels now, these people are just simply nuts. House Republicans introduced legislation that would imprison Supreme Court leakers. I don't want to be a Debbie Downer when it comes to Republicans. I will just say it's time for us to start using extreme caution with the things House Republicans may or may not try to pass. Because if you remember right, I mean, I'm not that old, and I remember it seems like it was only yesterday they passed, I think it was seven repeals of Obamacare. How many did they pass once we had the House, Senate, and presidency? Zero. Attempted Reagan assassin John Hinckley to get an unconditional release, the judge confirms. He's only 67 years old, and he did try to assassinate the U.S. president. I think maybe, just maybe, we could keep one person locked up in this country anymore. I mean, I know that's out of line. Gas prices up 5 cents overnight to a record high of $4.67 per gallon. They're well over $6 a gallon in California. In L.A., you're paying $8 a gallon at gas stations. Look, this is why it's going to be a bloodbath for Democrats in the midterms. It's not because of all the issues you care about or all the issues I care about. It's going to be a bloodbath in the midterms because what we're having right now is a rapid, not a slow, a rapid decline in the standard of living for normal people. Your normal neighbor who thinks like you but doesn't really get involved in politics and doesn't care, and he's just going to wash his hands of it. And that guy who doesn't want to be politically involved, that guy's going to start being politically involved when he has to cancel the family vacation this year, when he can't afford to buy the meat the family needs to go through the next week. He's going to start looking around for somebody to blame. It's going to be ugly. Mountain lion trapped inside a classroom at Pescadero High School. The students and the staff are safe, authorities say. Man, we would have killed to have a cougar in my high school. PolitiFacts drop another doozy fact check. That's one of the wildest things about all the different things the communist has taken over. I really do admire it, how good he is at it. The communists kept getting slapped around by fact checkers because to live under communism or to promote any kind of communism is, you know, to be post facts. Facts are your enemy. So they didn't choose to change course. They just decided, well, let's just take over all the fact checkers. And they did that. All right. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Your love, your hate, your death threats, all are welcome. If you missed any part of the show, the whole thing's available on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. I hope you enjoyed your first simulcast. That's all.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.